Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, could this be another example of cancel culture? Since the outcome of the presidential election, there's been a groundswell of online opinion to excise Donald Trump's brief appearance in the movie Home Alone 2. Now, this is his appearance.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
There you go, down the hall and to the left. It's a shocking exchange, all right. Kevin Broberg is a writer and director in California who has set up a Change.org petition asking Disney to remove the clip or digitally replace Donald Trump with someone else. And Kevin joins us now in News Talk. Afternoon, Kevin.
Afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
So, Kevin, make your case. Why should Donald Trump be excised from Home Alone 2?
Who wants to watch a charming, wonderful Christmas film and then just have that stain rub across it so early in the film? I mean, you're going to haunt children for eternity by watching that movie with him in it. So he's got to go.
Right. Okay. But why specifically Home Alone 2? As I'm sure you're aware, he's been in loads of films. He was in Zoolander. He was in the second Wall Street film. Loads of things on telly. He was in The Fresh Prince. I didn't know that until I looked it up.
Well, I mean, how many people are watching, you know, Wall Street 2? I mean, you've got, you know,
good point.
Everybody's watching Home Alone 2 in the holidays. I mean, of all the sequels, I mean, it's up there with Godfather 2, really, at least if you're a child. I mean, people are upset that, you know, I suggested that he be removed from Home Alone 2. But if you think about it, it's kind of, you know, it's like, television edits things out all the time for, you know, movies all the time for television. So this is just censoring the film for humanity, I guess.
Would it not be better to just, because, you know, sometimes they do this now on with TV shows. They'll say this was of its time kind of thing. If there might be sort of, there might be a warning saying this film contains Donald Trump.
I mean, we could, but I feel like we have a moral obligation to just, like, turn the knife in him a little bit. You know, we removed him from office finally after 4 years. And I think now, you know, what more is going to bruise his ego than removing him from the film? So this is like, you know, we got to vote him out and this is just our little cherry on top.
Right. Okay. Now, but I suppose when this, I'm not sure if this was the original time it was suggested, but certainly online it was suggested an older version of Macaulay Culkin would replace Trump in this film. Are you suggesting that, or are you suggesting Joe Biden?
You know, I'm completely open. I had made the petition on the night that we knew that Joe Biden was going to win the election. But I'm not picky. I mean, I'll take a 40-year-old Macaulay Culkin. I'll take Stacey Abrams. I'll take a wet, dirty sock at this point. Anything but Donald Trump.
Actually, they'd need a warning for that. Just a wet, dirty
not
sock.
Not that kind of
play.
Wet, dirty sock.
but even though, yes, and everybody loves all the Home Alone movies, well, maybe not all of them, but certainly the first two. But
the first two.
But isn't it also, though, kind of a document of the times that were in it? That, you know, there was a time when, you know, and it was his hotel, as I understand it, so he kind of insisted he'd be in the movie.
Right. He insisted. And I think, you know, I think there are certain things in our past that maybe we don't want to erase. Certainly. I mean, we don't take the Twin Towers out of films for obvious reasons. And there's things that we need to remember from our past. I think we all need to remember that this happened, that this thing, you know, was in charge of our country for 4 years. But I think we can not have that in our Christmas films. I mean, this is a time of joy. This doesn't need to be a time of, oh yeah, sorry, kids. I know Santa's coming, but we're going to ruin it for you for these 2 seconds with Donald Trump.
Given that you're obviously a fan of Home Alone, I want to ask you a question that has long perplexed me and many other people. It comes up every year. The McAllister family, they can fly, you know, there's a load of them. They can fly first class to Paris and New York and stay in these fabulous hotels. What did they do for a living?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm sure you've seen Sopranos. You know that the dad is in some shady business in the
background.
That's
where I'm going.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean they're up to no good. That family is they're doing some dark things in the background, and you know Buzz is dealing drugs, and the sisters, who knows what they're doing, and the uncle, I mean, that man's one step from prison. But there's such a wonderful, you know, representation of us.
Right. Okay. So two films about a mobster family with a clearly psychotic son, and you're complaining to a 15-second shot of Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know, we all have standards.
That seems completely reasonable. If people want to sign the petition, where can they find it, Kevin?
Just go to change.org or just search change.org Home Alone 2, and it's everywhere right now. So sign it, join the Home Alone 2 movement. Let's remove this stain from Christmas.
And I assume you haven't heard anything from Disney yet.
Oh, no. They, no, not at all. But yeah. I know they're coming. They're coming.
Yeah, they're coming. Kevin Broberg, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean.
Moncrief on News Talk.